I'm going to need a couple of helpers here to help me this morning. All right, yes, ma'am, you in the back in the white shirt in the very last row. Yes, you had your hand up first. Yes, why don't you come down? And then how about you, sir, right here? Why don't you come on down? All right, so today in the gospel, we have some pretty cool stuff here. Jesus has given us some descriptions and some different types of people. And so do y'all remember what those were? No, you don't remember what they were, but that's okay. All right, then how about... why don't you take this one to illustrate one person, and you take this one to illustrate another. Okay, so why don't you open first? What do you think that is, first of all?
Sandwich.
You think it's a sandwich in there? Okay, it's a lunch bag. That's right, that was my old school lunch bag. See, that's a Rockets logo from back in like the late 90s. They've changed it since then. But anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, what do you think's in there?
A bag.
A bag. And what do you think was in the bag?
Sandwich.
Something. Okay, and what else is in the bag? Maybe you'll get lucky with something else. Oh, what's that? Another bag with like some snacks, and they've been eaten, huh? So how would you feel if you had this? If that was your lunch, like if your mom packed you that lunch today, how would you feel?
Hungry.
You'd be hungry, right? And Jesus tells us that in the gospel, right? So blessed are you who are hungry, because what happens to you if you're hungry? Now, if you're hungry now, what happens to you? You will eat later, right? So then how about the other description? What do you think's in there? Oh, what is it?
Bread.
A loaf of bread. All right, let me hold this for you. What else do you got in there? There's not just bread. What else? Oh, buddy. What is it?
Spam.
Have you ever had spam? Love me some spam. What else is in your lunch? What do you got there? Crackers and peanut butter. Okay, so how would you feel if you had this for lunch? Maybe not the spam. You might not get that excited about the spam. But how would you feel? You would be full if you ate all this, right? Okay? So Jesus says in the gospel, woe to you who are hungry now, because later on... woe to you who are filled now, because later on you're going to be hungry. Okay, so what Jesus is doing is he's showing us like this difference. Like sometimes we're really, 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 really hungry. Jesus says it's okay, because if you're hungry now, then later on in everlasting life, you're going to be filled. But if you're hungry right now and you're happy all the time because you got a lot of food in your belly, then maybe there's a chance later on that you might not be so filled and you might be hungry later on. But Jesus is using this to describe what place? Heaven. Right? So if we're hungry now, Jesus is going to give us the rich, abundant blessings to be filled later on in the heavenly kingdom. And that's where we want to go, right? Yeah, and does he stop there? No, he's got some other descriptions. So here, let me take these back. Thank you all very much. Y'all can go down and have a seat. And we'll see if somebody else wants to help. Maybe over here. How about you two guys? Y'all want to come up together? Why don't y'all come up together? And then we'll see what other descriptions do we have. What other descriptions do we have? Let's see. Why don't you take this one, and you take this one. And what is this? Do you remember the descriptions in the gospel? Why don't you open it up? That's a wallet, but what's in the wallet? What do you normally find in a wallet?
Money.
What do you have in your wallet?
Nothing.
Nothing. Not even a single penny. Now, this might get messy here. Right, what do you have in yours? Oh, man.
Money!
You got money, and how much money? Like lots of money, right? Lots of coins. All right, let's leave them in there so we don't make a mess here. All right, so Jesus says, look, sometimes you might be, what would you, if you have no money, you're called?
Poor.
And you have lots of money, so you are? Rich.
Yeah.
Right? So Jesus says, sometimes there are people who are poor now, but they're going to do what later? They're going to be?
Poor.
They're going to be, if they're poor now, they're going to be? Rich later. Right? He says, but woe to you who are rich, who have lots and lots and lots and lots of money, because later on you might be poor. Okay, so this is to show us, like, we can't get too attached to money. Right? We can't get too excited, like, my piggy bank is so full of money, I'm going to go out and get whatever I want. No. We need to not do that. We need to trust in the Lord that He's going to provide. Right? But if we're poor now, if we say, look, Lord, I have nothing except for You and Your love, later on, it's going to be awesome. There's also some other cool gifts that you can have. You might say, I'm poor because I don't have any money. But what about some other gifts? How about, why don't you reach in here and pull out that one? Because sometimes you might have a really cool gift that might not be about money. What might that be?
A picture of?
Your family. A picture of your family. Sometimes we are rich because God gives us this abundant love this gift of family. Okay, and so in there I have a picture of a family. Do you know what family is that? What family is that?
Okay.
It's our family, right? This is my nephew, Connor. So this is our family, and that's one of the cool gifts that I have, is the gift of family. My dad, he's over there. Mr. Doles teaches middle school religion. I think my mom came in. I think she's in the back there. That's my mom. So anyway, so that's one of the cool gifts that we have, is the gift of our family. So one of the things I hope that you do, maybe today, is to tell your family how much you love them. Tell them how much of a gift it is that they're your family, okay? Because your family's made some incredible sacrifices. And one of those sacrifices is that they've sent you to school here, right? They've made that sacrifice to send you to Christ the Redeemer. But I want you, for a homework assignment, now who loves homework? All right, so this is an easy homework assignment, guys. What I want you to do is, I just want you, your homework assignment is to tell your family that you love them. Tell your family that you are so incredibly blessed because you are rich in love, that you have a family who loves you and who cares about you. Okay, you can go ahead and put that back in the bag. And you guys can go ahead and have a seat, which means I'm going to need a couple of other volunteers. How about you, ma'am? And then I'm going to need one from the choir over here. You, sir, in the front row. Why don't you come on down? Oh, well, maybe there'll be another chance later to be a volunteer. Okay? But then there's one more description that Jesus gives us today. And he says, now, sometimes there's going to be people who are sad. Can you act sad? Can you be really, really sad? Can you be like so sad that you're crying? And can you be so sad that you're crying so much that a little tissue's not going to wipe away all the tears, but you need a big full-blown towel? I'm so sad. Now, sometimes we are really sad, right? Sometimes we're really hurt. Sometimes something happens to us that really is painful. But the Lord says it's okay. If you're sad now, you're going to be what later? You're going to be happy later. And so what's our image for being happy? How about that? What is it?
A ball
with a big smiley face on it. Right? So if we're sad now, we can rejoice in the Lord's love, because later on we're going to be happy. All right? And Jesus wants us to be happy forever where? In heaven. Right? He gives us these incredible gifts. God gives us the gift of love so that we can be happy forever in heaven. Okay, and how do you do that? How are you happy forever in heaven? How can we be happy? What do we do now so that we can be happy in heaven? What do you do now? What do? Do you talk back to people? Does that make you happy forever in heaven? No. What do you need to do now to be happy in heaven? Yes?
Be nice to everyone.
Be nice to everyone. What else can you do? Don't be mean to anybody. What else can you do?
Use kind words.
Use kind words. What else over here? Yes, ma'am. What can you do right now so we can be happy forever in heaven?
Share toys.
Share toys. Very good. What else can you do? How about this? I'll give you a hint. Yes, sir. You can pray. You can go to church. You can tell people, I love you. These are all ways that we can make sure that we're happy forever in heaven. So, my friends, you can put your hands down now. And this is important to listen up. To be happy forever in heaven means we live good lives now. Means we make good choices. Means that we tell God that we thank Him for the wonderful gifts that He gives us. Because if we do that, then our hearts are going to be filled with joy. We won't need a big old towel to wipe away our tears, because we know that our Lord loves us. And we know He loves us because why? What did He do for us? There's a big old hint hanging right above the altar. What did He do for us? He died for us. He said, I give my life to you. I show you how much I love you. And that's the God that we have. So as we continue our celebration and our prayer today, we thank the Lord for His love. We thank Him for the wonderful example that He gave us, and we thank Him for all of the ways He touches our hearts and our lives. One more thing I need to say. I work at the diocese as director of vocations. One of the things I do is I talk about how awesome it is to be a priest or a nun. So one of the ways that maybe you can be happy in this world is to do God's will. To follow Him as a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. So I ask you, my friends, if you ever thought about what can I do with my life that would be awesome and amazing, to be happy, to be filled with joy, maybe God invites you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. Can I give you a part 2 of a homework assignment?
Yes.
Is that okay? Yes. Some of you are excited about homework assignment. Here's the second part to your homework assignment. What I want you to do is I want you to think of one of your classmates you think would be a good priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. I want you to think in your mind of one of your classmates that you think is really kind, really sweet, really nice. Maybe they pray really well. Maybe they're really, really holy. And I want you to think in your mind of that person. And I want you to pray for them for the rest of this Mass. And then sometime today, I just want you to tell, hold on a second, listen up please. Sometime before you go home today, I want you to tell one of your classmates, hey, I think you'd be a good priest, or I think you would be a good nun. Okay? Do you think you guys can do that for me? Okay, but I ask you to please pray for all priests, all religious, right? Because we need more priests and nuns to serve the church. Okay, and I thank you for being open to that. If God wants you to be a priest, brother, sister, or nun, He's going to put that in your heart, and you are going to be really, really, really happy now, and then you'll be really happy where? In heaven. Okay, so we ask the Lord to touch our hearts with His love. We thank Him for the wonderful gifts He gives us, and we pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and the religious life.